Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Redemption Church.
I'm going to hand things over to Gary as we move into our Story Sunday.
Well, hey guys, I'm right here. We don't have any awkward transitions passing between Zoom screens. So tonight is Story Sunday. And we like to do Story Sunday a couple times a year where we hear from different members of our community for a couple reasons. One, because we are the body of Christ, and so we don't actually want to just be led by one voice. It actually matters that we hear from everybody. That's what it means to be the body of Christ. But secondly, we tell the stories of what God's been up to remind ourselves that God is alive, that God is working, that God is moving, that God didn't just speak 2,000 years ago and then go quiet. That when we read scripture, we aren't reading something, you know, a historical text. We're reading something that is alive, that God is alive. And so we tell these stories, not only to be encouraged, but also to be challenged, to open our eyes and to remember that God is working all around us all the time. So tonight we have a treat. We're going to hear from Amanda and from Paul and from Krista. We asked these guys just a simple question of what has God been up to in your life? And they're each going to share with us. So first up is Amanda.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me good? Yeah, cool. Okay, so hi. For those, I don't know who's all on here, but I'm Amanda. A lot of you, I think, know that Ian and I, we served COVID patients at Woods, where we work, for about 3 weeks in April. That's what I'm going to talk about mostly tonight. So we worked with my clients specifically, and they are all adults with brain injuries. So before like everything with COVID started, I was really trying to like root where I was planted, because I like don't really like my job and I want to do something different. And I've like wanted to leave my job for like a really long time, like probably for like 2 years now. But that hasn't been possible for a lot of reasons. Just like different timing things and just opportunities have not like arisen. And so that's kind of been like my state of mind. So I've been really trying to pray about just like being present and just having joy and having peace where I am and to serve my clients well there. So when everything with COVID started happening in March, I like pretty much felt right away, like felt totally convicted to serve in whatever capacity like I would be needed. And it was kind of weird for me because like I don't often have like such a strong feeling like that from God. Like it was kind of, I don't know, this weird clarity that like was on my heart that I don't usually feel. So like when I felt it, I was just like, oh crap, like I have to do this kind of thing. And so Ian and I talked about it and, you know, he was like, yeah, like let's do it, you know? And so we were both kind of like gearing up for that. And at first, like before we made any commitments, we were like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to serve, blah, blah, blah. And then like when we finally got like assigned to where we were going, I think we both started to kind of get nervous. I don't know, you can start to imagine like worst case scenarios and any different thing that could possibly happen. And we were worried about, first of all, like at work, you have to, if you do sign up to work with COVID patients, you have to work doubles and you have to live at work for at a minimum of 2 weeks. So like we weren't really sure what we were getting into. Like it could have been anywhere from 2 weeks to 30 days. Then it could have been 30 days and then a week off and then having to do it again. Like we had no idea what we were getting into, and we were nervous about leaving home and leaving our cats. And I was just like starting to get kind of anxious about it for those couple days. But then like when we got to work, it was really cool because like I felt like all of that kind of melt away, like all of that anxiety just left. Like I don't know, it was really strange. Like right when we got there, I just felt like a sense of peace And I don't know like exactly why that was, if it was just God getting me through the moment or if it was because, so like where we ended up staying and serving is actually like where my, where I work normally. So there's like some comfort there too. I don't know if it was because like finally for the first time in that moment, I saw like the range of the illness. Like I saw people who were really, really sick, but I also saw people who were kind of had like mild conditions. But I think like the main reason that I felt peace is because I saw like firsthand, I saw the compromised individuals who I've worked with for several years in need now for like compassionate care more than they ever have been. So like, I just was really grateful that I was given that like immediate sense of calm. Cause if you know me, you know that that's not like my normal, I'm not normally just a calm person. I'm pretty uptight. So, the beginning of those 2 weeks were definitely the hardest. Like those first couple days, they were really hard. One of my clients who was in like the quarantine building, was an older woman. She's super frail, like already has like a hard time with her health. And she had to go to the hospital like several times over the course of the 2 weeks that we were there. She needed like constant care and a lot of compassion. She was just, she was like incontinent, like all day and all night. She's already blind, and can't like really move. So like you had her dealing with that. She didn't know where she was because like of her brain injury. So she thought she was home. And she just had like no sense, like she was so disoriented. Plus on top of that, she has this illness that is specifically bad for people in her position. And God like really showed up for her. I don't know, it's crazy. Like he kept this lady who was like, should have not made it through. He kept her safe. And he also like, was watching out for me and the other people who were caring for her because like, I don't even know like how we did it because she needed so much and I'm not a nurse. Like, honestly, she needed like constant like care from like medical professionals and that's not me. It took like an hour to spoon feed her water. Like she just was struggling so bad. And then it was really a miracle to see her start like that and then within a week to just transform and to get back to baseline. It was really, really beautiful. And so after she began to recover, most of the rest of the time was actually like super fun. Like everybody else besides her was like pretty mild cases. And so the rest of it was really just filled with like TV and we did like a lot of sports with them and music and games. And like, we made them like gourmet snacks. Like, I don't know. We were trying to kind of make it like a little summer camp, like fun for them. And the thing that's just so crazy is like every single one of my clients recovered. Like, I don't know. To me, that was just like so amazing. Because I don't know, they're just all, I've said the whole time I was there, like that when you have a brain injury, like that makes it so that you have to be super resilient. And so they're just fighters and they just all kicked COVID's butt and it was really cool. So yeah, God definitely showed up for them and for me. And I think God really showed me like it, kind of exactly what it means to root where you are. And I guess how to do it with joy too, because like those weeks, although they were really challenging in some respects, they are also some of my fondest memories at work. So I've just been really grateful to, you know, look back and to have had that experience, not only with Ian, but with my clients and be able to care for them in that way. So it's a cool time.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's an awesome story to hear. Mr. Paul, we're going to pass it over to you now.
So for those of you that don't know, I started a job at U-Haul. It was kind of a practical life decision because of the baby coming. you know, corporate job would probably fare better than... Can you guys hear me? Okay. Okay, good. All right. So, you know, I was kind of questioning whether that's something God wanted me to do, because it's very different from what I have been doing for the past 4 years. And so, yeah, there's some, like, inner growth that's happening there that, yeah, it's pretty cool. But there's also, like, these little cool conversations I have with some customers at UMO. One day there was this man, he looked like he was in a bad mood. And my boss was, you know, I was checking in his truck because he returned his truck, and I was checking him back in. And, you know, my boss is like, yeah, don't talk to that guy. Just let him go. He's in a mood, man. Just, you know, so I went over there. I started checking his truck in on my phone. And I got to his email address, and I saw, you know, something, something, 777. And I was like, oh, you're a man of God. And he's like, yeah, I'm a man of God. And then, like, oh, God bless you, brother. You know, like, you know, I hope everything is going well for you. And he said, you know, he just opened up to me about he's going through a bad breakup. He's been divorced before, and this breakup is, like, really taxing him. And he's, you know, he's got to be in his 50s. You know, and he's in a lot of pain, and then I just asked to pray with him, and we prayed together. And his name's Harry. He comes by all the time now. It's great. And I don't know, that was just a cool moment that I really enjoyed. I saw God there, and I kind of confirmed, like, yeah, like, this is not human services, but there's still a lot of cool ways I can interact with these customers and serve God in this job. So that was really cool. And then, like, it happened. I mean, I guess it's not really important that he's African-American, but, like, given that it happened, like, the day before all this craziness kind of kicked off, and, like, I was just like, you know what, man, like, that was a really cool conversation all the way around. And so he came back another day and stopped me in the parking lot and asked me about the books I've read. And I recommend MacArthur's Second Coming, and it was just an awesome conversation. Now he's like a good friend that comes into the store, like, regularly, so it's really cool.
I can unmute myself and actually talk to you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's a cool reminder of God at work in our workplaces. Got to work everywhere. And lastly, we're going to pass it over to Krista, and she's going to share with us.
All right, guys. Can you hear me? Good. Okay. Yeah, it took me a really long time to figure out what I was going to talk about, because I had too much to talk about, and probably because I've been stuck in the same place for a really long time. And I guess I was thinking about our human emotions, and that's what popped into my head. And I was reminded of a lesson I taught when I taught at Cairn University in anatomy and physiology. I had students, we were talking about the five senses. They had to go look in the scripture to find where Jesus used all of his five senses, and to pull out the humanity of Jesus. And I was thinking about, too, just part of the humanity of Jesus was, where did they see him eating and sleeping and tasting and touching things, but also where did we see Jesus experience emotions? And that experiencing emotions was part of being human, and really where God draws near to us when we express ourselves in our emotions. And I made this long, exhaustive list of all of the emotions that I experienced, and I just wanted to share a couple with you just in the past 2 months, I think. And that in these moments, God was near. God was so close through every single emotion that I felt. And so, like, probably the biggest one was uncertainty. That was a really big emotion, from the virus to being pregnant in the middle of this pandemic and what was going to happen and the uncertainty, and even to what was going to happen in the hospital, and then James got sick, and there was so much uncertainty, worry in that, and God was so near in those moments. There were moments of feeling overwhelmed because I probably watched too much CNN and kept track of the numbers over and over and how many were going. But God drew near in those moments too. There were times that I was so angry and frustrated over just having to get tested in order to see a doctor, over the senseless deaths of so many people. And I was annoyed at things. At all the inconveniences. I was annoyed at my kids that I was stuck with. And, you know, during the 2 weeks when James had to be quarantined, I was by myself. And it was just a really hard time. I was annoyed at my printer for not printing out things fast enough for my kids to do work to keep busy. And even in that, God was so near. I was in pain. I was exhausted. And there were moments of some anxiety, and God drew near. And then on the other side, I feel like I named all the ugly emotions, but on the other side, there was just a great sense of peace that I felt when I was walking into the hospital by myself to give birth to my baby. And I didn't have anybody with me. I had to walk in by myself. But I kind of chuckled at it and said, okay, God, it's just me and you. And I just knew that his presence was so near in that time. And all of the what ifs and stuff just kind of faded away. And I just knew that God was with me in those moments. He was with me, and when I felt so comforted and satisfied by how many notes and texts and phone calls, and I just said that my heart and my belly have been so full in the past couple months because of all of you, and I'm so grateful for just having amazing friends and community to even I could wave through the window with, or just we just felt so loved. And in that, felt God drawing near. And so I'm very, very thankful and grateful for that. There's a sense of a strong, when I felt strong and powerful and like a warrior. When James was off by himself, that it was my job to be the warrior in the house and to fight, or just take care of on the home front. So that was where I felt that warrior spirit, and God just said, I'm with you in this. I'm near to you in this. And I felt God in the silliness. I felt silly at times, playing all kinds of games and just having fun in making up stuff, making up plays, making up games. I remember walking Easter morning down to the river by the library and seeing the sunrise, and it was just oh, there's a light, there's hope, there's an end to this, and God, you are so near. And that was just a very powerful moment. Even though I missed, normal Easter morning, it was still just as powerful to see God work and feel so near to us and as a family. And I think probably the last is some joy and pride, and joy at, coming through this season, and knowing that, and God is here in the joy of things. And also in some pride in my kids for how hard they've worked, and also for their responses and their sensitivity to even what was going on in the world around them. I've told a couple of people this story, but there was just one that kind of sticks out for me with Anna is recently, you know, had the news on and was watching what was happening in the world with the fires setting and the death of George Floyd. And she happened to walk in and saw something on the screen, and she was like, "Mom, what happened? Why is there fire? Why is someone burning something?" And, you know, I had to give the G-rated version of this, but just that people were angry and upset and sad over someone that who died. And who died, Mom? You know, who died? I was like, well, there was this man, and he died for no reason. He was hurt. And, but why? Why did that happen, Mom? I was like, well, because, you know, his skin was black. And she looked at me with such anger in her eyes and got so mad. I was surprised by her response and full of pride, because she just got so angry that someone would do such a thing. And she couldn't even think of the possibility of anyone ever doing that. And so we got to talk about why that happens and why it shouldn't happen. And Mom, while we were praying before bed, Mom, wouldn't it be so amazing if no one ever hurt black and brown people? And I was like, yes, it would. It would, child. And that's what God wants. And God is near in those moments too. And so I'm so thankful for all of the emotions that I experienced, the hard and the awesome ones. And in all of those, like, the scripture verse comes from James 4:8, and it says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." And I felt why, using my humanity, I was drawing near to God, my Father, and he responded back by being near to me in those hard and happy moments. So I'm so thankful. And yeah, there's probably way more details of stuff so must ask, but it was a great hard couple months, but overall I just knew God's presence with me. So that's it. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you, Krista. Thank you so much for sharing. It is powerful to hear from you and to hear from Amanda and hear from Paul. We want to thank you guys so much for sharing. And feel free to shoot these guys a text and just thank them for being willing to share tonight. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the living God, that you are moving, that you are stirring, that you are changing us, that you are not far off, but you are God with us, Emmanuel. Lord, I pray for those of us who have had trouble seeing that in this last season, Lord, that this next season would be a time of change. And for those who have seen you close and clear this past season, we give you praise. Lord, help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Help us to have open hands to receive. Help us to know that you are at work all around us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To find out more about Redemption Church, visit redemptionbristol.org.